Blog Talk Radio.
Wednesday night, 7 o'clock. Hope this beat got your head nodding. It's Not Your Head Wednesday. You checking for hip-hop or checking for R&B? Not Your Head Wednesday got the fix you need. No matter the genre, they play the latest and the greatest display. Showing love to all the independents. Middle finger to industry declaring independence. Word to the prodigal son, logical one. Bringing dope in the views, honest reviews. Art swinging and but always keep the fellas tone. Helping us understand a real woman's point of view. Word to the people, intelligent rhetoric. They keep us in the loop, but what's current in the news? Wednesdays at 7, tune in and relax. If you ain't in the crib, tune from the app. 6, stay locked on the Wednesday night. Set up Warzel 1, it's time to go live.
Started at the bottom, now we on top. Haters act foul, but I can see him on the fly. Got the means, got the guap, got the loot, got the watch. So much cheddar in my pocket, got my jeans about to pop. Spazzing all day, though the flow don't stop. Logical 1, airwaves don't lock. We lead the competition sitting in the grave plot. And if you disagree, we'll leave you in the same spot.
Back again, Not Your Head Radio, Wednesday, 7/17/2013. Lots to talk about, lots to discuss. We back on the air, doing what we do, waiting on Red to get on the air. That humming you might hear in the background is the air conditioner. Yes, the air conditioner is on, and it's hot in Chicago. I don't know about where you at, but it's hot. Now, I can't complain about B because you out there in Arizona, they hit a heat index of about 120. We out here in 96, and the humidity is on us, and it's hot. So that humming, if you hear any humming in the background, I apologize, but fuck you, it's hot. So it is what it is. Red, you on the line there?
Yeah, I'm here. What's up?
You need to drop us.
Huh?
You want to drop it, sir?
That was my earpiece. You know how that is.
Yeah.
Back for another Wednesday. It is I.
Another Wednesday. Yeah. Got Red Child on the phone doing her thing. We're going to try to get Slum Village up in here again. You know, last week.
We're going to get Slum Fire.
Oh, we ain't got Dylon. I guess D didn't hit you with the text, man. I thought Dylon was going to be. I was looking forward to that, man. Because they know he spit that hot fire. But,
no hot fire?
Nah, I guess, no hot fire, Mom.
Cold fire.
Yeah, you're right. Cold fire. No fire. How about that?
So, no,
yeah, here
no.
We are. We back. Again, like I said, we got a lot to talk about. You already know what I'm going to talk about. D hit me on the post. And say Dylon won't be hitting us the next week. You know what? This is like the third time Dylon ass has backed out. And my man, get your ass on the show, dude. We're going to talk about you, homie. Get your ass on the show, man. But yeah, he won't be on until next week, so no, we ain't got no hot fire. But,
okay.
Of course, I'm not going to embarrass on this shit, you know, too long.
Okay.
Of course, y'all know I was mad.
Mm-hmm. But you called it, though.
Yeah, I said he was going to walk. I said he was going to walk. And it's not so much, well, I'm just going to put it out there. The jury wasn't shit. The prosecution wasn't shit. The whole fucking state of Florida ain't shit. That's how I feel. But
Stevie Wonder.
Yeah, Stevie Wonder, he like said, fuck Florida. He ain't doing it. And he pulling the whole Sun City thing again. For y'all that don't know Sun City is, it was a part of Africa where it was a resort in Africa. And a lot of famous band people used to come out there and play. This shit happened like around the 80s, man. This is part like when apartheid was going on, when they was over there in Africa whooping Africans' asses and shit, you know. And, you know, a lot of old racist shit was going on in Africa. And, yeah, a lot of the 80s bands were like, they ain't playing Sun City. They even had a song saying, I ain't playing Sun City. Well, Stevie Wonder's doing the same thing. He ain't playing in Florida. So, and I commend him on that. But anyway, But let's say back to what I, you know, my thoughts, my opinions on it. To me, I feel like the prosecution didn't prosecute enough. But, you know, it was a lot of mulligans and fuck-ups and shit that they did that even I, you know, with no type of background as a lawyer, no, you know, I didn't go to school to be an attorney, nothing like that. A lot of shit they could have done, they didn't do. I'm disappointed that they picked. It's supposed to be a jury of your peers, okay? But I can't understand how they got six white women.
Yeah, none of them was his peers.
Up there.
That ain't your peers.
And not one male, not one
right.
black individual.
Right.
Now, they had
or
a black person. Yeah, I think they had one Hispanic on there. I think one of them was a Hispanic on there, I think. Don't quote me, I think. But the bottom line is, and I can understand on one hand, out of them six women, they had 12 kids, or I think it's 12 or 15 kids, out of all six of them women. You know, that's a lot of kids. But I think they were trying to play the angle of, you know, it's women with children that could possibly relate to the situation. At the end of the day, they could relate. But, yeah, you know, that situation went down, and, you know, they had a deadlock where there was three for guilty, three for not guilty. They cried and boo-hooed some more, and they just said, fuck it, we want to get out of here. That's how I feel it went down. We want to get out of here. Motherfucker, not guilty. First thing I want to touch on, and it was another gentleman, I posted it on my page where he went down about it. Let's start about the whole thing. Number one, and David Banner said it best. David Banner had a blog where he got on that. He said, fuck, he had said it. Number one, where you walking somewhere. Let's say you're a woman. Well, we know you're a woman. But you're walking somewhere, and I'm following you. You don't know me, but I'm following you. I haven't identified myself as a watchman, police, anything, you know, security, none of that. I haven't identified myself. I'm just following you. Human logic dictates you're going to turn around, you're going to look. Probably ain't going to think nothing about it at first. But, you know, if you walking down, you know, let me say you walking down a creepy-ass street, ain't nobody else out there but me and you. And I'm just following you. You're going to turn around, you're going to look.
What the fuck? Right. I'm like, what the hell is going on?
Right. Why are you following me? What you doing? You know what I'm saying? Either that, you're either going to confront me or you're going to run because you're not certain what's going on. Now, if I'm running behind you and I still haven't identified myself as security, police, night watchman, booty patrol, whatever, haven't identified. Yeah. And see, I'm getting to that.
Okay.
But I'm following you, okay? I'm following you. You know what I'm saying? So you turn around, hey, what the fuck going on? Now, mind you, what a lot of people don't know about this case, Zimmerman had that gun in the car when he went out. He already had that damn pistol. Now, he might not have had it in his waist, but he already had that pistol when he was in the car, when he was following Trayvon. He had that pistol. If you got, and I know a lot of cats that like this, you got that pistol, you got some courage behind yourself.
Right.
If you turn around and you confront me and you say, hey, what's going on? I ain't identified myself or nothing like that. But you turn around and confront me, we passing words back and forth. And then when I do address myself as security or whatever, and I say, hey, why are you walking around here? We gonna have words, but after you identify yourself and I tell you who I am, that should be it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If you ask me for my identification, I'm not going to give it to you, but I am going to tell you who I am. If I haven't done anything suspicious, if you ain't seen me peeking in nobody's window, walking behind somebody's house doing whatever, I'm going to tell you, hey, I'm whoever. Who are you? Okay, well, I'm George Zimmerman. I'm security. Just checking to see who you are. Do you live here? Who are you here with? Blah, blah, blah. You go through that whole routine. Once that's done and I still haven't given you anything, the thing you should do, you should or I should, hey, call the police then if you're worried about what I'm doing.
Right.
If
what
I haven't
called the police before? He called the police.
Yeah, he called him on the phone.
Why,
and they
why
told
why
him
the phone?
Not, right.
Right.
Exactly.
Why did he get off the phone?
Exactly. Exactly. And he got out the car, went over there, and harassed that boy. Now, here's
right.
where the gun comes into play. If I'm afraid for my life and I think you're going to do something to me, and you, it starts getting to a point whereas, you know, we're both arguing with each other and having words, I'm going to let you know, hey, look, calm the fuck down. I'm armed. If I'm armed security, you're going to see a gun on my side. It's not going to be stuck
right.
down in my waist. It's not going to be in the
right.
in the small of my back, shit like that. Obviously, you're not, you know, licensed to do what you're doing as Neighborhood Watch. You're not approved
right.
to me in my mind to even be carrying as a Neighborhood
right.
Watch. If you self your life, even before, you know, it got heated, I'm going to pull up my, you know, let you know I'm armed. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to pull a gun out, but I'm going to have a holster on my side. And I guarantee, I'm going to say it like this. If Trayvon saw this cat with the gun on his side, holster, this whole shit wouldn't have went down. Because the blackness
right.
in him, I'm assuming, because this is me. The blackness in me is going to be like, okay, this motherfucker's a nutball. He's got a gun. So I'm not going to make any movements to get him to shoot me.
Right.
I'm just going to be like,
right.
look, just wait till the police come. And I'm going to shut up talking to him. I'm going to wait till the police come. That's the black in me. You know, I'm going to shut up. Now, I've been in this situation before. We, you know, when I was at NIU, me and D, we were in the dorms. We had a fight on our floor. I was fighting these cats on our floor. And motherfuckers hit me and ran down, you know, crash doors and down the stairs and everything, right? And I'm running down there as my stupid ass running, you know, chasing them, trying to catch them. And I got an iron in my hand, you know, about to bust him in the head with the iron and everything, right? So as soon as I'm going down the corner and stuff, it's a cop, the cab police, in the hallway. I come around the corner, dude already has his gun drawn. So I came around the corner, he could have shot me.
Right
there. I would have been a Trayvon. I would have been shot in the crash doors because he had his gun out aimed at me. As I came around the corner, and I stopped everything that I did. I put the iron down on the floor. I stopped everything that I did. D had come. He was coming down the stairs. He was behind me. He was yelling. I'm like, dude, shut the fuck up. This motherfucker got his gun out. That's my exact words. He had called in too. Dude, shut up. He got his gun. It's out. Shut up. Don't make this motherfucker mad. Shut up. You know what I'm saying? You know, that's the type of shit. Now, and I stopped. Automatically. That's the black in me. I shut the fuck up. I ain't say nothing else because dude had that gun out. He could have shot me. When I came around the corner, man, I kid you not, Red, the gun was at my head. It was like one of them cartoons. You know how Bugs Bunny be chased by Elmer Fudd and he come out the hole and the gun is in his face? Like, it was like that. It was like that. So I was like, man, dude, if he had been a nervous, itchy, twitchy, motherfucker, man, I'd have been dead. I would not
been
be here. I kid you not.
Right,
and that's why I'm saying if my man had that gun shown, visible, on his side, was licensed to carry it, this whole thing wouldn't have happened.
Right. I actually think when he pulled that gun out is when that boy started yelling for help. Because you can't yell for help and he's slamming your ass on the ground.
But this is true. Hold on one second. We got to call it. We got to call it. Hold on. Now you hear radio. Who's speaking?
What up?
T3. Oh, what's up, man? Okay. See, that's what I'm talking about. Man,
I
didn't
know we was having a Trayvon talk. I
know
we
had
a Trayvon talk.
Yeah, we had it last week, man. Let's talk about that, man. I had Vice on the show. What up, man?
What's going on?
He laughed.
You said what happened last week? You know what? Last week I was in New York. That's what happened.
I was in New York and I got caught up doing some stuff. But I'm back. I'm back this week.
I'm here today.
I know you was in New York because after I got off the phone with Vice, you was calling in. I was talking to him the day before around midnight.
Right.
And
I'm on the call now.
Yeah, so So what's good, man? Where RJ and the man? Where the wrestling cat's at, man?
RJ is around somewhere. He's around somewhere. RJ is definitely around. You know, we just working, man, grinding. Illa's coming back from Toronto. So, you know, cause we're getting ready for the tour that starts in like 2 days.
Okay. So when they start coming to Chicago, man, because I missed y'all at Reggie's, man. And when y'all was out there, I was at Reggie's.
We probably won't be to Chicago to the fall. That's when we go to Chicago.
I'm...
But we definitely going to come down to Chicago. I love Chicago, man. The Chicago market, you can come down six times. And it's, you know what I mean? Meet a different crowd each time.
It's different every time, right?
Yeah.
That's what's up.
So it was the last time
I
came down there.
Yeah, the last time I saw you was at the Double Door with Ella J. And I was still touring with the third, you know, making up of the group. It was yourself, Ella, and I can't pronounce this cat's name.
I know
what you're
talking about. Yeah.
And that's the last time he was at the meet and greet, and I was talking to y'all, man, and Ella, and then I was walking back with y'all to the Double Door, man. I can't pronounce that cat's name, but that's the last time I saw y'all, man. And y'all
so that had to be
good
about. That's had to be about 3 years ago. That was minutes ago.
Yeah, that was at the Double Door. That's the last time I saw you. And I saw RJ. He was with Vice at at the Buddha Lounge, and cat. And he know what I'm talking about, man. That's when Biz Markie got funky with me.
right.
He got funky, so he know what's up with that, man. And man, you know, I'm glad to meet you and talk to you again, man. Because Slum Village, man, is and has always been, man. Even though y'all have been through some ups and some downs, man, it's always been my group, man. You know what I'm saying? I hate.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate that.
You know the things happen. You know y'all been through some tragedies. And y'all still kicking it, man. Y'all still doing it, man. So, you know, just for the people that don't know that listen to the show, man, just give me a little throwback history, man, about T3 and the group, man. You know, share with us.
I think, you know, what happened is we've been around for like 20 years. So, you know, we've been around for a long time. So we had some growing pains and we did some changes and we did, you know, things that happened in 20 years. We evolved. You know what I'm saying? So we started out with Dilla and Baten, me, Dilla, and Baten. You know what I'm saying? And now we evolved into me, Illa, and Young J, which is still family. You know what I'm saying? The group. You know, Illa J was there from the beginning, and so was Young J as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you know, it's just like passing it down, basically, is what we're doing with the group. And I think that's the best way to do it. I wouldn't put no strangers in the group and say this is still Slum Village. But these people have been around forever and been a part of this and been contributing to it. So, you know, we family. So, you know, we've been through our things and stuff. But right now everything is going good. We got the album out. We preparing for our second tour that we got going on. And then we jumping on the third tour in September. The tour that we doing with Farside, and that's dedication to Dilla. Yeah, that's a Dilla tour that we doing in September.
Now y'all doing it. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You said we doing it in the States. We doing it in the States.
Now, with the Farside, is that all four of them, or is that Booty Brown and Imani, or is that Trey and Flinty?
It's gonna be Fat Lip and the other guy. Fat Lip and Trey. Because even with their group, you know, they had some changes too when they broke up and you got half of Farside this way. And I think one of them is called Bizarre Ride and one of them is called Farside. So what you get.
Yeah, I just saw them. I saw them a couple of months ago too, man. And you know, I was reading the headline. That's another group, man, that broke up, man. it's like, man, all my groups, man, is broke up, man. You know, y'all had y'all differences, Far Side, Little Brother, you know, and I saw y'all got my man, Little Brother, you know, a couple of tracks, man. Big Pooh on that. You know, that's my guy, too, man. And it's like, man, you know, y'all, I got the album Evolution, and I'm listening to it, man, and that shit is hot. I tell Red all the time, man, a lot of cats that know me, B tell you this, too, man. If I can't get to your album without pressing skip, and if there's a lot of times I got to press skip, your shit is whack to me, man. And I can get through it and listen to it, man. It's dope. I mean, I ain't going to front, man. You know, Forever, that's my shit. Couple other tracks y'all got on there. Summer Breeze, that's my shit. You know, y'all got some hits on there, man, you know. You know. Now, how did y'all come up with the name J.A.E.?
You said what? You said J88.
How did y'all come up with that name, J88, man? I got that.
J88 was like our code name. Well, basically what we was going to do was come with these code groups to do different type of projects. And J88 comes from Dylan's first name being James, and me and Batin's birthday is on the 8th. He's March the 8th, November the 8th.
Okay.
So that's how we came up with J88, which is the same thing as 788, which is just Dylan's birthday is on the 7th. And you know, and our birthday's on 8. But yeah, man, we just been creative as young kids in high school, coming with different concepts and music and having fun with it, man. I think the game need that, you know, some fun back, some authentic hip hop, you know, in the game. That's one reason why we're keeping the legacy going for you. Also for Dilla and Batin, you know what I'm saying? Repping my folks that ain't here, you know, in the physical form. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up. So how did y'all link up with my homie Vice, man? That's my guy, man. You cannot catch up with him, man.
Oh, Vice. I got RJ here. Maybe he can tell you the Vice story.
Get on the phone, man. Let me holler at you, man. What's going on, man?
What's going on with you, bro?
What's up, man? What's up, man? I ain't seen you since the Buddha Lounge, man. What's going on, man?
Man, it's been a long time.
Yeah, I know. I had Vice on here last week, man, when I was waiting on y'all to call, man, and he was talking and letting us know what was going on, man. So how did y'all link up with Vice, man? What's up with that, man?
Man, that came about through Scrap Dirty. When we was meeting Scrap Dirty, we was working on Dirty District Volume 3. We wanted to branch outside of Detroit. And Drunk Uncles was one of the groups that Scrap put on the tape that he suggested. And, you know, me and Vice have been working since, like, 2005. So, you know, it was just kind of like they went from Drunk Uncles to Vice just working on his thing. And then we just kept it moving from there. And then, you know, during Villa Manifesto, everybody kind of met. And then it's just been like family since then. So, you know. You know, that's like my brother since 2005. We almost going on 10 years.
That's what's up. That's what he holds the same seller for y'all, man. Y'all, Chicago and Detroit, man, doing it, man. So that's what's up, man. I ain't even tripping, man. And the album is dope, man. I was just telling T, man, that shit is dope, man. I stay listening to
this. Oh, thanks,
man. That's what's up, man.
Thanks.
So, man, like I told Vice, man, it's hard to catch up with the cat, man, because he don't never answer his phone or nothing, man. But I was trying to catch y'all at Reggie's. And, you know,
man,
you guys
came down.
Man, you know what? It, stuff like that, man, if I'm not really plugged with the thing, man, and like I said, I can't catch up with Vice all the time, man, because he don't answer shit. But if I ain't really plugged in with the event or the venue or nothing like that, I kind of stay away. I don't want to go through that. You know, I ain't got a problem with paying, but, you know, if I'm coming in there to take pictures or whatever, holler, you know, and support, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to go through
you
shit.
You should hit us, man. You could have hit us on Twitter. You could have hit us on Facebook. Man, we would have just put you on the list.
Yeah.
He know now.
You know what? Yeah, now I know. That's so. I know
right.
Now.
You know now.
Yeah. Yeah, man. But yeah, man, I'm glad, man, y'all still, you know, humping it out there, man. Y'all getting ready to go on another tour. Now, y'all going, is this the European leg of the tour? Y'all still going to be in the States? Because he just said y'all going
still
from the far side.
Yeah, And we still stateside to September. So we doing like all of like the southeast, like Florida, Baton Rouge.
And you going
like
to Florida, dog? For real?
Man, you already know.
Like, for real, dog? You going to Florida? For real?
Uh oh. Be careful now.
Oh, man, I ain't worried about that, man. I drive everywhere I'm going, so.
Yeah.
I'm scared to walk the streets in Florida.
Shit, you and me both. y'all gonna make me, I'm sure y'all gonna make a stop here in Chicago when y'all do that Far Side run, right?
Man, we can try to make that happen, man. You know what it is, man? Stateside, they catch on to stuff so late. It's like somebody could have been came with the idea like, oh, Slum and Far Side. Like, it seems like so obvious that it's hard, I guess. You know, I don't know, but, you know, we talking about it, and, you know, we talking about bringing it, you know, stateside. You know, we're going to do this European run. We're going to be gone for about 35 days in Europe. So...
It's gonna be decent though.
Yeah, y'all gonna be gone for a minute, man. They respect it more out there than they do out here, man. You know, on stateside, man. It's love hip hop. Like, that's gonna be a dope ass show, man. I would love to see that.
Yeah.
That's gonna be a dope ass show. You know.
Yeah. And we doing like all volume two. You know what I'm saying? We ain't doing no new stuff. Nothing at all.
Yeah. That's what's up, man. Y'all playing all of the regular stuff, right?
Yeah, we ain't even doing Tainted. We doing all Dilla.
Oh, okay. That's what's up.
Yeah, that's gonna be tight right there.
So other than that, man, how can cats get in contact with you? I know you just said it, but you know, let me get some specifics. Twitter,
man, hit us on the Slum Village Twitter, you know, at Slum Village. Hit us at Official Slum Village on Facebook. You know, you can hit us up on at T3SV, at Young RJ Detroit, at LJ, you know what I'm saying? So, and our website back up and popping is slumvillage.com. So people need to go on there and sign up because, you know, I'm about to start giving away, like, free beats and all kind of stuff, you know what I'm saying, just for the fans to have, you know what I'm saying, stuff like that.
Okay, so you gonna start throwing out the beats now, huh? You're gonna
right.
Free.
Yeah,
like man, I had to scrounge around, man, for some beats, man. What's up, man? No, I'm just joking.
Man, I got you. Just go on there. You know what I'm saying? And we're gonna start, you know, giving the stuff away, especially on our SoundCloud. We about to give away like all the instrumentals to Dirty Slums 1 and 2, and all of that. So we just package.
Now that's why I'm about to start hitting up your SoundCloud, man. You know, and see what you throwing out on there. Let me ask you a question. I'm unfamiliar with the third member of the group now. Well, who is the third member of the group now? Really Focus, right?
You talking about Dirty Slums? You talking about the
Slums?
You got T3, you got Illa J,
right.
And then you got me.
Oh.
Okay, somebody was telling me Focus. It was a cat named Focus that was part of the group now.
Focus is a part of Dirty Slums. Dirty Slums is like the alter ego crew. Like we do all this super aggressive hip hop that, you know, Slum Village would never do. So that's our way to get out with the other stuff that we want to put out. That's Vice and that's rapper Big Pooh and that's, you know, us and, you know, whoever else, you know, that fit the mold that we working with at that time.
So the current makeup for the group right now is T3, yourself, and Illa J.
Yep.
Okay, that's why I got confused because I was like, okay, well, where does my man fit into this? You know, because I wasn't sure if Illa was, you know, I know he's supposed to have another album coming out, so I didn't know if he was, you know, just brought in every now and then or what.
Yeah.
So I wasn't sure.
Yeah, you know, it'll come with that Yancey Boys. That's like September, I think. We're shooting a video for that this Friday, actually, in Detroit. So So, you know, that's still family. You know, it's like because you see Ella doing a solo album or something like that, that don't mean, you know, that we done broke up again or, you know, something crazy. You know what I'm saying? We support everything, you know, Ella doing. And, you know, me and T coming with solos next year. And we got some other projects we're working on, too. You know what I'm saying? You know, we got this project we're working on with this producer that a lot of people, hip-hop-wise, love. So we're going to let that fall in line. But we're in the studio recording for that, too.
Okay. Well, yeah, man, that's what's up. Because, like I said, I was reading the bio, and I was like, okay, you know, and then me and Vice was talking. He was talking about Dirty Slum. Yeah. Okay, I got you now.
Yeah,
you got
to talk about Dirty Slum. Yeah, so, you know, it's like the new Dirty District, but more so slum-based. Yeah, instead of having 1,000 features on there, you know what I'm saying? You still get slum, but you know what I'm saying? We're giving you the features that you might not know about, you know what I'm saying, up-and-coming talent.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to have to keep in contact with y'all, man. And, like I said, when you guys get back over here to shop, man, we gonna probably take a kick it, man. I hate that I didn't catch Reggie's show, man, but like I said,
man,
it
was crazy.
Yeah, I know, I heard it was packed, man. I heard it was packed.
Yeah.
But like I say, it's hard catching up with Vice, man. It's hard, man.
Man, you know, Vice be shaking and moving, man. You know, you talking about a busy man.
I know. I know. I was surprised. My man hit me back the way he did, man. You know, I hit him about like midnight, you know. Cats be sleeping either in the studio doing what they doing, man. He hit me back, man. So much love to him on that one, man. At least he checked this time, you know. But, man, but y'all, like I say, I'm glad, man, y'all still doing it. The new album is hot to death, man. I got some cuts over y'all. I was actually while we were going on our Trayvon Martin rant. You know what I'm saying? I was going getting into some of y'all music. Because last week I had a whole Dilla show set up, man. I was playing all that shit, the new shit.
Yeah.
Dilla shit, a lot of the Detroit players, you know, all them Cash Mans, Black Milk, all of them, man, Guilty Simpson, all them playing all the, you know, the Detroit movement, man. So I had the show set, man.
Word.
I was like, man, you know, trying to get, I had some of the older slum, you know, trying to get it down, man. And I was like, well, you know, we had my man on Vice on, and, you know, we were waiting. We was like, man, call him, what's up, man, where they at, you know. But
you know how I be sometimes.
But I appreciate this, you know, this call, man. And, you know, like I say, man, I love everything Swan do, man. You know, that new joint Evolution, that shit, I love it. Y'all got down on that one. I ain't even gonna front. Ain't no ass kicking, boot licking. That shit was dope. That shit
word. We appreciate that, man. You know, even though the album got bootlegged, you know how people do. But, you know, it's all good. At least they care enough to bootleg it.
That mug was out pretty quick, too, man. I saw that and I was like, damn.
they went crazy. They went crazy.
That was out quick. You know what I'm saying, man? Tony Touch got hit, too, man. They hit Tony up, man. A couple other cats got hit. Joey Badass and a lot of cats got hit, man, that week. I was like, damn,
it wasn't.
Well, man, how you feel about that new Kanye, man?
To be honest with you, I actually like it. You know what I'm saying? And the reason, I'm going to tell you why I like it. The reason I like it is because it don't sound like nothing that nobody is doing.
It sure don't.
This is true. This is true.
You know what I'm saying?
Now,
you know, I listen to, like, Daft Punk, you know what I'm saying? So I understand what he was trying, you know, I understand what he was trying to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, some joints on there that I hate, but you know what I'm saying? But on any album, if you can go on there and find four songs that you like nowadays, you know what I'm saying? That's a good album. You know what I'm saying? So... You know, I like it as far as creativity. You know what I'm saying? That ain't something I listen to every day, but I could put it on.
Yeah, that's
something
I get to. For real. I listen to it. And, I mean, I listen to a lot of shit, man, but it sounded like a lot of shit that he left off of 808 and Heartbreaks and all that, you know.
Right.
But I mean, it was different. It was something I would listen to all the time. But as I said, if your CD is like, I can get through like the whole thing without skipping, you know, and then, you know, I'll go back and listen to it and see what was wrong with it. But that was one of the CDs I couldn't do. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't just sit there and chill with it, man, because he was all over the place with it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, I mean, I ain't seen no creativity from him. I mean, he's a creative brother, but that's just not hip hop to me. I mean, it's hip hop, but it's not hip hop to me. I ain't nobody that ain't hip hop to me. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's cool for what he own, and like I say, you know, there's a lot of creativity in it. I give him that. Much creation.
Yeah, but
this is something I can't get.
Everything that you create, though, don't be the bomb, though. I'm sorry. I'm just saying, that's me, like, being a creative person, because, like, you know, I make beats and shit, so it's like sometimes I'll be sitting there, you know, and I might have been smoking or something. I'm like, damn, that shit was the bomb. And I go back and listen to that shit and be like, oh, maybe not. That was that weed. You know, so it's like sometimes you can't just throw everything on there just because. But, you know, Kanye's at that point.
I mean,
where, you know, he first name. He can do what you want to do.
I mean, he's trying to push the envelope. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
As an artist, sometimes you get bored with doing the same thing.
Right.
Sometimes you got to just do something, you know, for
different.
You to express where you at that time. I feel like that was just a piece of work to express where he's at this time period.
Same time,
and to show people that, you know what I'm saying, I don't have to do videos, crazy videos. I don't have to do no lead up. I'm Kanye,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to show you how powerful I am by, you know, going gold on how I might even do a video phone.
Right.
Like in 2 weeks. You know what I'm saying? So I think that was part of it. You know what I'm saying? Just to prove a point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
I mean, like I say, it was good for what it was worth. I put it like that. I ain't going to shit on it. It was good for what it was, you know. So, I mean, that's Kanye. You know, he's established himself to where he can do shit like that. So, I mean, on that end of the spectrum, cool, but I couldn't get into it. But speaking of videos, y'all heard y'all mentioned y'all doing a video shoot this Saturday. Now, what's this video again you putting out or working on?
You said which one is what?
What video are you
the
guys
video
working on
Saturday? Oh,
you got a video
for Friday. That's for the Yancey boys. That's for
Yancey
boys.
That's for Yancey. Okay, where y'all gonna come out with one for something off the Evolution? What y'all got coming for that one?
Man, we got the Braveheart video that's out, and Summer Breeze just premiered on Vivo Monday.
Okay, I'm about to check that out.
Shooting
on the site.
Yeah.
And we shooting a video for Scared Money next week.
That's
okay.
Gonna be
Detroit. The one that's in Detroit is off the Yancey Boys album.
Okay.
And Travers is out too. So, you know, we got three videos out. We got three.
Yeah, I didn't know the Summer Breeze joint came out. I didn't even know that one came out yet, man. That's shit, man.
You might want to look at that one.
Yeah, I might have to go look at that. Okay, I got you. I got the code word. Well, look, man, I want to thank y'all for coming on the show, man. I know y'all got stuff to do, and I appreciate it, man. Like I said, I'm going to have to get up with y'all, man, when y'all hit out, man. So what
now? Make sure you hit us on Twitter and DM us so we can exchange info, man.
Yeah, I'm going to hit y'all up on Twitter. I'm going to send some beats y'all way.
Yeah, and follow us. Don't do the what normal black people do. Just go on a page and don't follow nobody.
Yeah, that's what's up.
No,
I follow
you.
That. You know what's funny though? I rarely use my Twitter account. I've had the account, man, for the longest, and I rarely use it. I just never got to tweet, man.
You're gonna use it now.
Yeah, so. I really use that motherfucker, man. I'm you know, I still got a MySpace account, you know. So,
we need you to blow the dust off your Twitter account. Come on back and DM us so we can get these content poppers.
Right.
That's what's up, man. I got you faded, man. I'm on it. I'm gonna sit over there. I'm matter of fact, after the show, I'm gonna hit up on Twitter. Follow y'all all the way through, man. And handle it.
For sure.
I'm Facebooking it, so you know how that goes. But, man,
for sure.
Thanks for coming, man.
But either one, you pick.
Bet. Gentleman, T3, what's up?
We both on there. Okay.
I appreciate y'all, man. Thanks for coming. I'll play some of y'all music later on in the show. And, yeah, this is Slum Village, man. T3, Young IJ. That's what's up, man.
All right, man. We appreciate you having us on.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it, too, man. Thanks for coming and stopping by. Y'all more than welcome. You know, Vice will call in every now and then now that he got the number. And, man,
tell Vice to call me. I'm looking for him.
Look, I'll text the nigga right now.
tell him Jay looking for me.
Bet.
All right.
All right, fellas. Thank you for coming, man. I appreciate it, man.
Thank y'all.
All right. Peace.
All right. Boy, these raindrops.
What you say now? I'm sorry. What happened? What you say?
I said these damn raindrops are so big out here. I feel like I'm swimming.
Yeah, man. We all getting rain still. We out here with this hot weather, man. So it's a trip, man. It's hot. It ain't hot as it was in Arizona, man. But it's hot out here today. I ain't even on front with it, man. So, yeah, we just had Slum Village on. So now I know the formation of the group now is T3, my man, Young R, and Illa J, Billa's brother. Now, like I said, I thought it was like, I thought Illa was, you know, he came and went as he pleased, you know, in the group. Like Jerobi. I thought he was a Jerobi of the group. You know, he came and went. He was doing his own thing. And then you had the other cat in there focusing that. But now I get the dynamics of what's going on now. So, yeah, that's how the group is formed now. Go squeak that album up, man. That album is dope. I ain't on front on you, man. That album is dope. As a matter of fact, I'm going to go on and hit y'all with a couple of joints off the album. And I'm going to let you hear one of my favorites off the album. And let me see if I can find it. Well, I'm going to hit you with this one, Slum Village Forever. We're going to hit you with that, and we'll be right back. Peace.
Dear us, we had a gang of ups. Stay side to side, we're most split. Consider my constituent forever. I commit, have much in common, that's common sense. At time when it's hard to look you up in your iris, knowing we ain't feeling the same like when we try this, we liars. Now we back and square, high we here. Yes, I care, but when I touch, nobody there. Poof, you gone and I ain't there too. Ghosts up in the room, my issues has totally consumed us. More positive than negative, I wish I had a machine that went back in time so I could cherish it. Years taste like peppermint, fresh, and got rid of stress with sex. You more or less the best, you more than breast and dress. We messed up success, it's our fault that our line just connects. We should've been, we could've been, we should've been, we should've been. Yeah, we could've been. Us, you and me together, we could've been. We could've been together, we could've been. We should've been together, we could've been. We could've been.
Yeah, set adrift for memory less. Memories of the perfect test. How did something so perfect get to the point everything is pointless? Used to be sweet whispers, now we're so vicious. This is so broke, we can't fix it. Once we're so deep, I can hear your heart pattern. Our shoulders are colder than winds on Saturn. Look at us, our reflection shattered. When it mattered, it didn't matter. Tragic, communication cut. We don't even hug, we just say what's up. We could have been.
Should have been. You and me together, we could've been. We could've been together, we could've been. We should've been together, but not bad. You should have been, could have been, would have been forever. Girl, I took you in my world and I let you explore my universe. But at that time, I didn't know that you would hurt me so bad. Apparently, the truth hurts and I feel sad. I feel like puking out my guts in the brown paper bag. Dirty ass. I just knew that I had my number one diamond girl till you told me that, which I will not speak of and don't want to think of. May have cleaned your sins, but that you still reek of. Love thinks and my lyrics be potpourri on the beat, love. Could have been you and me, but it's time to clear my memories of us.
You should have been. Could have been.
Yeah. Us, you and me together, we
should have been together for what?
Bad.
We should have been together for nothing.
Bad.
It was tough. We broke up. Picture my life as premier cinematics for the whole world of view, critiqued every actor. I played the roles off from drama to action. Of course, I got the parts of my mom did the casting. A story of a boy who made it rapping, but it wasn't sweet because it had its disadvantages. Pop left, mom drank from the canisters. I tackled it, jotting rhymes and my synthesis. Mad stubborn, plus the kid is mad disciplined. Like mine, individual is who we kicked it with. We started group, started click, now we finished. Mom passed, wish she could have saw me benefit. We got a hit, BET, damn, 106. Bought my first web.
This ain't about that.
I can't get got a crib.
This ain't about that.
I'm blowing up, I'm feeling big.
This ain't about that.
The cars and the benefits.
This ain't about that.
I wish my mama could have lived.
This ain't about that.
I know I got an angel looking out for me. I'm God's son, protected from blasphemy. Decapitate these Pharisees, mad, cause they can't make bangers like these. Yeah. This ain't about that. My range blowing up.
No, this ain't about that.
Long nights passing out.
This ain't about that.
After party, don't smoke, but how's the contact? And music biz doing biz with the kids of Diablo. Yellow brick roads, they try to put potholes, but I still paint pictures like Pablo. Stay relevant, outshining y'all fossils. Can't stop me, dog, still standing tall. Even though the doctors thought I had cancer, no. How I kept my mind clean. Repeating Isaiah 54:17.
I got things you ain't seen before.
This ain't about that.
I be places you can't even go.
This ain't about that.
Me and my team, we earning crazy dough.
This ain't about that.
See that money out there on the floor.
This ain't about that.
You ain't knowing who I really am.
This ain't about that.
You can't buy it, but I know I can.
This ain't about that.
Is that all you wanna hear from your favorite rap star?
Star. We are, so we are nothing without a PR. So we just rough it until we see y'all. Life slipping away up in that ER. VR, not the homie that found me and put me on. I ain't talking that grind that you ain't seen since Russ and Lear. While in the front of my mind, I know the end is near. Revelation has painted this canvas up pretty clear. Motivated by money, but inundated by PR. I got little to show from the struggle that got me here. Listen, I ain't talking for nothing. Trying to save y'all the trouble, and this is not a discussion, so I don't need your rebuttal. And now that I'm always sober, it's easier to be settled. Like, get right, y'all buggin', I'm gladly busting your bubble. I ain't a part of your team, I refuse to get in your huddle. My quarterback is Jehovah, I'm running in all double by faith. Beyond civil, the race, non-hospitable weight. It's not frivolous, jibber-jabber, it's critical.
It's critical.
All we talk is real. All we live is real. All we see is real. They feel less than they feel them a fear. All we talk is real. All we live is real.
I be the best you ever had when I bag that, bet that. You be seeing bombs over Baghdad. Sabotage your menage with them assets. Connect the dots, make you reach the climax. Max, 3D, T3, IMAX. Knee deep, you release my sex. You be looking round, wondering where the time went. We got it on till the morn, time well spent. There's no denying it, your climate is rising. I wanna get inside it, I climbed and I dived in. I get it live, it's my last rhyme line went. I'm a beast in the sheets plus a labyrinth. You about to hit a high note, grab the bedpost. When I pull your hair follicles to bring you close, we about to took it there, upstairs, everywhere. Girl, don't tell me no, tell me yes. I can't deny that you're one of a kind, but come on, we came so gonna let the rain pour. What you praying for, let the summer breeze blow. I can't deny that you're one of a kind, but come on, we came so gonna let the rain pour. What you praying for, let the summer breeze blow.
I just met you when I wrote you on my schedule. I just hope that you were edible. Cause if so, it's gonna be incredible. Just let me know when you wanna feel my flow. Notice I'm talking low, I'm about to take control.
It's crazy how you make it so tight when you squeeze those muscles, girl. I'm in it all night like sprinklers. We gon' be squirting all night, and I don't need no music. All I need is your for me to grow. All I need is 3 to 4. Fiending forward, craving your goodies, and I can't ignore it. Now I don't give a f- if I can't afford it. And it stops sprinkling, now the rain is pouring. I'm deep exploring, my beats is knocking. She riding the beat, keeping the pocket. And it's 3, 2, 1, I'm a
I can't deny that you're one of a kind. But come on, we came so gone and let the rain pour. What you pray for, let the summer breeze blow. I can't deny that you're one of a kind. But come on, so gonna let the rain pour. What you pray for, let the summer breeze blow. Bang, bang, boogie, it don't stop. You going to the earth, leave morning the cops not. Until we won't quit, till they breaking the door locks. We coming through the floor like we bouncing out old shots. I think we need the bang, bang, boogie, it don't stop. You going to the earth, leave morning the cops not. Until we won't quit, till they breaking the door locks. We coming through the floor like we bouncing out old shots.
Yeah.
I think we need the bang.
Too many clothes on. Take them off, skin tone. Got my mind lost. Keep them heels on. Hope your body ready for the marathon. Chest 36C, hips 42. Can't blame me for the freaky things I do to you. Your body's my Viagra. Each pump got you coming like Niagara. Friction, sweat mixing. My drug, your addiction. Don't need no aphrodisiac. Just relax, sit back, prepare for the climax.
I can't deny that you're one of a kind. But come on, we came so gone and let the rain pour. What you pray for, let the summer breeze blow. I can't deny that you're one of a kind. But come on, we came so gone and let the rain pour. What you pray for, let the summer breeze blow.
Bang, bang, boogie, it don't stop. Going to the earth, leave on in the cops not. Until we won't quit, till they breaking the door locks. We coming through the floor like we bouncing up old shots. I think we need the bang, boogie, you don't stop. Going to the earth, leave more than the cops. I think we need to keep going, going, keep going, going.
Evolution album. This last one you heard was Summer Breeze. Then we had the second one was About That. And the first one I played was Forever. And I'm telling you, if you ain't went out there and got it, get it. The album is dope. I ain't even gonna front, man. The album is dope. If you like Slum Village, you're gonna like this. So go pick it up.
I know I gotta be dope, cause you don't, man. You don't be doing that. If it ain't no good, you won't be doing all that. You heard him. You heard him. You heard what he said.
Go scoop that shit up, man. And listen to it. Support these brothers, man. Slum Village is a very eclectic group, man. They've been around, like I said, 20 years. You know, ups, downs. 20 years, you know. A lot of your new rappers can't do that, man. I'm just calling a spade a spade. A lot of these new cats can't do it. Can't do it. So go cop that. Do what's right. Get it tonight. That shit rhymes.
Right.
Anyway, we was talking about Trayvon, man. Like I said, man, the court system, man, the prosecution dropped the ball. That's pretty much all I can see. And like what Red said, man, that's another topic I was going to talk to you guys about too. The prosecution, see me, I'm the type of cat too, man. I'm like, okay, I'm going to use your weapon against you. You know, they came in court with this fucking dummy, and they got on top of the dummy, and they were shaking the shit out of the dummy, you know, showing how Trayvon was allegedly banging the shit out of George, you know, head on concrete. Now, here's the thing, though. If anybody saw a court case and listened to the 911 tape where they couldn't tell who was screaming, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Anybody that dances
And I mean, like, does hip-hop dance and everything that is, that, and it, this is, I'm just leading to what I'm trying to get. If you dance a lot of times during a show and you're a singer, you're lip-syncing. I'm going to tell you why I say that. Because you're always trying to catch your breath. You're dancing, you're doing all the little hip-hop shit, the moves and shit. You ever see Beyonce and shit? She ain't singing all the goddamn time. A lot of times she lip-syncing, especially if she's doing a lot of fucking moving. You're constantly trying to catch your breath. So it's going to sound, you're going to sound like this, like you're all winded and shit, you know, because you're breathing all hard and stuff. Now, what I'm going into that with is, if I got your ass on the ground, and I'm shaking your ass, the way that dude was shaking that guy on the dummy, the defense team was shaking that dummy. If I'm shaking your ass and busting your head on the ground and, you know, doing that to you, number one, how are you going to be coherent enough to scream?
Mm-hmm.
And then you
and
have to, the way, and then the way you're screaming, you have to go, help!
Right.
Help! You see what I'm inhaling and exhaling? And there was pauses in between that help.
Right.
So if you're doing that, and if I'm shaking your ass and busting your head on the ground like that, how are you?
Help!
Help! There were pauses in between that, you know? So that couldn't have been him that was on the ground. Now, it is kind of a double-edged sword, too. You know, if Trayvon did have it on the ground and was busting his head like that, the pauses could have been like, shake, bust. And then he yelling, help, shake, help, you know, something like that. It's a double-edged sword. It could fall bad on him, too. But I know what George has saying that shit, because if he's on the receiving end and on the bottom, how are you inhaling and screaming help and coherent? And then you have the little gashes on, you know, the little scratches on the back of your head that I believe you put there yourself. You know, but
even how he fell when they found him, that boy was laying on his face on his arm. They had to turn him over. So it's like if he was on top of him and he shot him, there was no blood on George Zimmerman. His blood was still all over him.
Exactly.
So there was none of that.
There was none of his DNA
on that gun.
Exactly. He's over on top of you. You reach down into your and now see, this is just me. If Trayvon knew that gun was there, and he might have got it,
because
he's on top of you. You got the gun in your waistline. He's on top of you. That could have went a whole other direction. Shorty could have got the gun and shot your ass if he knew it was there. Had he known that gun was there, that whole incident would have never happened. Trayvon still might have got shot, but it would have been under different circumstances.
And then the
prosecution didn't even
call nobody. It's like, who does that? Who goes to court and don't call nobody? Who did they call? They didn't call nobody.
But see, here's another thing that a lot of people don't know. Now, I know you heard about the woman that got 20 years for shooting in the air, and they didn't allow her to get banned over him. So, the same prosecution that prosecuted George is the same chick that prosecuted her.
Mm.
How she go to jail, but George didn't. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's like that, you know, the prosecution was some shit. It was a whole lot of discrepancies, man. Number one, George's father was a lawyer. I'm not a lawyer. He was a judge. His mother worked as a clerk within the court system. Why they didn't move that that case, because there was so much bias and good boy cronyism, because he was a judge. So he knows why they didn't move that shit out of that county or somewhere else.
That's why they shrunk his ass up, too, because he was looking like a skinhead on that night. He got shrunk up and grew his hair out. Boy.
See, that's something else I want to touch on. Let me tell you something. I'm a plump dude. I'm a fat guy. I'm not fat, but I'm a fat guy. Let me tell you something. I eat, and I'm a lazy fat guy. I eat and sleep. You know what I'm saying? George was skinny when this whole shit started out. He wasn't skinny. He was mid-sized, but he wasn't ballooned out the way he was at court. Now, when you got pressure and stress, you eat. He ain't had shit to do, but that's all he's been doing is hiding for a year and a half. He's been hiding for a year and a half. His life has been put on hold for a year and a half. That's stress. That's guilt and that's stress because you know what the fuck you did. You know what you did. When his mama got up on that stand and lied and said that was her son, motherfucker, you know that wasn't your son. You know damn well that was your son. But y'all beat the system. You know what I'm saying? Y'all beat the system. You know, the judge, I can't really call her a judge because she was doing what she had to do, but the prosecutor, they was lax. I'm sorry.
They were.
The prosecutors wasn't shit. They let that case, they didn't defend it like they, you know, and not take it away from the only black witness that they had, but, I mean, let's call a spade, she went up there ill-prepared. They just threw her ass up there, and I think they knew that she was ill-prepared. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to shit on the girl, man, because she hood. I mean, it is what it is, man. She got up there, she did the best she could, but they did not prepare her correctly. I swear to God, man, if O.J.'s lawyer was still alive, he got that boy off. He would have got that boy locked up, for real. But they didn't put, they have wanted to prosecute the case. The only reason that they prosecuted the case was because they were getting a lot of flack about it, you know. You know, people was on it, and they was like, no, y'all got to, because if it was, truth be told, if it wasn't for Tyler Perry, man, it wouldn't even make the news. Wouldn't even made the news. Because the shit happened like 2 months. He was shot like 2 months prior before it really hit the news.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Before it really blew up, you know, there wasn't no word about it, man. I might be over-exaggerating too much fire, but it wouldn't have blew up. It would have been swept under the carpet, man. And when did the police join the defense? When did the police join the defense? They all knew him. They all knew his father. They knew him. And even further, on the prosecution side, somebody gave information to the defense. It was a Wildcat IT. He was the guy that was going through the phone, and you know he was finding shit on the phone. You know, Trey.
Oh, them pictures. So, and stuff. Yeah,
the pictures and stuff. And he gave evidence to the defense, and the prosecutors fired this cat, and you know they fired him because of what he did. I don't really think the evidence would have hurt Trayvon as much as the evidence that they didn't release on George Zimmerman. Now, here's something else. It may not have anything to do with the case, but it does have bearing to the guy's mind. Dude had mental issues. He had a lot of mental problems. He was abusive. A lot of, like two females that came up that he dealt with where he has abused them and beat them. Also, he was a pedophile. There was stuff in his file where he had been fucking around with his cousin for a long time. He was a pedophile. Now, there was evidence that never came up in the case. Now, did it have any bearing on what happened with him, Trayvon? No. But it lets you know that there was problems with the guy beforehand, you know,
right,
where shit has been swept under the carpet, where he's gotten away with it. You know, he's got a slap on the wrist. He had two girls that he was with when he whipped their ass. Before he got married. The funding
like,
that this case.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
What were they saying? Like they were talking about too, like after the case came out that he, him and his family, they were talking about him and his family, they didn't like black people, if the black people didn't act like white people, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah,
you know,
they think
out there hunting that boy.
The alleged rumor with that was that his family liked Oreos. And what I say about Oreos, and a lot of y'all know what I'm talking about, black on the outside, white on the inside. And that they can relate to those type of black people, but black people, you know, hood-wise, like, you know, me, they can't relate to or whatever. You know, and I ain't really hood. You know, I speak interview, and I speak hood. I can speak professional, or I can go back to good, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, and you know, that was the alleged rumor going around. Also, I want y'all to know the alleged suit of him doing a civil suit against the parents, that's some bullshit. That's not true. please don't fall. You know, read shit before you get riled up and everything, man. It's not true. It came from a website. It's a satire website like The Onion, and they do really fucked up ass news reports as jokes. And it was a news report going around that he was supposed to be suing the Martin family for, you know, the civil suit. That's not true. Now, the Martins may be going after his ass, you know, for a civil suit. So they may get the OJ effect on him. You know, they may not be able to convict him, but they may get some money out of him. You know, and dude had a lot of, you know, background funding. A lot of hillbillies and radical groups and shit like that were funding this cat. So he had money to pay for his lawyers. What he didn't have was money to pay for security, because they left his ass. So, but yeah, you know, that's the type of shit, you know, that's going down. And if this case didn't teach black people in a whole, learn from this, man. Effectively, what they've done is they've given the okay to kill our children. They've given the okay to do that. So learn from this shit, you know. We need to pay attention. Learn from it, you know. Watch your kids, because now they got the okay. Oh, I can shoot this motherfucker and get off. They're going to try.
It's always something with Florida, man. It's always something with them.
Well, Florida has been racist. You know, yeah, they got Disney World, Epcot, and Universal Studios and all that shit down there and everything. But at the end of the day, it's down south. What the fuck did you expect? I don't give a fuck if a lot of black folks just think you live down south. You know what I'm saying? You live around. But don't shit negate from the fact that history has shown us white folks do not care. And I'm not saying all of y'all, handful of y'all, do not care for the black community. And it's true. You can't dissuade me, oh, racism is not there, we're not all like that. If a motherfucker, another white man comes up to you and goes, you or him, are you going to take the bullet from me? No. You're going to side with the race. And I'm going to be perfectly honest with you. I may do the same. I may do the same. Well, fuck it, I know I'm going to do the same, you know. If it's a choice between the white guy or that black guy, I'm going to side with the black guy. Sorry, that may sound racist to you, but even though I know this cat may not have the best intentions for me, that's still my brother. You know, a lot of black people ain't fucked up in the head. There's some smart ones, there's some cool ones, there's some that got scared on straight and everything. I'm going to ride or die for with my people, because I know my people going to have my back. Not all the time. But what race hell, you haven't, but it's true. Not all the time, but what race does? You know, a motherfucker is quick to turn on your ass for money, for ass, and power. Money, power, sex. Money, power, sex. To holler at Little Kim, money, power, sex. But all that. <letter. laughs> She said it. Remember that money, power, sex.
Yeah. But you need a lot. Yeah.
You know. So it's a sad state of affairs, man. Did you see that shit I posted on my page on the Fox News with Quentin X and the White Cat, and it looked like they was about to fight on the set. Yeah, look at my page. They was about to fight on the set, man. He was going in, and the white guy was like, "You need to take care of business in your own neighborhood and stop worrying." And he was like, "What about your neighborhood?" And they was going, I thought he was gonna spill off of it. And my man, you know, he was yelling, and he was like, "We have it all the time." And dude was like, "Yeah, but you get away with it though. You get away with it." And what he was saying is, yeah, the court system allows Caucasians, people, colored folks, white folks, because y'all the only colored motherfuckers. Y'all change colors. They get away with that shit. And it's the truth. It's the truth. And a lot of people, you know, ain't going to agree with me on that. But I've been black for a long time. I ain't been black like 50s, 40s, and shit. I didn't go through that shit. My grandmother did, you know. Her people did. Her parents did. You know, we just really got civil rights like 60s and the 70s, man. You know, Martin Luther King died for that shit. You know, he was walking and caught bricks, literally. You know, Malcolm X, literally. You know, Jesse Jackson, even though he ain't really shit right now, literally. You know? They went through that shit. Jesse Jackson saw the king get killed, man. So, I mean, they've been through that shit. This generation now, they seeing it and they read about it and everything. But after this case, man, you really seeing it, man. You go to Joy Zimmerman's Facebook page now and read the comments, man. You cannot convince me that racism is not prevalent and still there. And it's going to be there a long time until we all fuck each other and we the same goddamn color. And then you can't sit over there and be like, nigger, cracker, honky, blacky, darky, whitey. You won't be able to do that because we're going to be all the same goddamn color and everything. Or until this generation abolishes that shit, you know? Make the playing field level, you know what I'm saying? It's a lot of white cats out there that know they are privileged and can get away with shit. Look at your average cop. How many cats, black men, have died? And we do stupid shit. I'm not just pulling their asses out to fire either. We do stupid shit. But look how many black people have died, not by our hands alone, because we racking up the numbers too. We passing the Klan with the stupid shit we doing here in Chicago. But just look at the shit. How many accidental deaths? Oh, it was just one where the guy choked the shit out of an off-duty cop, choked the shit out of a brother. You know, they was playing, fucking around with this guy house. Somebody threw a rock, bust his cat window, and the rest of the niggas scattered. One hanging behind was behind a bush, and the cop caught him. And he choked the shit out of him and killed him.
Mm-mm.
He beat that case. He's back on the job. Look that shit up. I can't make this shit up. The cop choked the shit out of him and beat the case. Walked. The little girl in Detroit, where the cop, they raided the house, and they shot and killed the little girl on the couch. He got away. Walked. Clean. The cop that got, the cop that got 28, no, he was a security guard, but he was an off-duty cop, and he was in a railroad yard, and these white cops, they shot this motherfucker 28 times. I can't make this up. This dude is getting 70 years. Yeah, it's on the page. They just gave the verdict. He's getting, like, years. He's getting some time. He's getting football numbers and everything. And they shot this motherfucker 28 times. They were trying to kill him, and they didn't kill him.
Damn.
And a 70-year-old father, he shot a white boy. The white boy came to this motherfucker's crib, was looking for his son or whatever. Some shit got posted on Facebook or whatever, Twitter or whatever, and the white boy was mad at the black boy, and he fucked his girlfriend or whatever. I don't know. But whatever the fact, he came to this man's house, banging on this door, dude's house, telling the boy to come outside, call a nigga and all that shit, and the father shot him. Black father. He went to jail. He getting ready to go to jail. They getting ready to go to jail.
Oh, yeah. I seen that. The dude, the black guy wore glasses. They was talking about.
He getting ready to do time. This cat came to his crib.
To fight his son.
You know, he got belligerent. He stood his ground. Shot the motherfucker. Now, he get ready to go to jail. But George didn't.
Uh-uh.
George didn't. You see what I'm saying? So if this case didn't teach anybody anything, black man, you have to do better. We got to do better. A lot of shit that we do, we got to do better. I'm not saying you got to do Bill Cosby better, but we need to make the life choices, life decisions and everything. You got to do better.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You can't always, you know, I'm not saying live by another person's rules, but live by your rules to help you succeed and achieve. Because the playing field ain't level. It's not. I'm not even going to say a lot of y'all, man. It's not level. But play by the rules to live and succeed, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm not asking you to be a Huxtable. I'm asking you to be yourself and do better in the eyes of us, not in their eyes. Do better and lead. Stop going out here doing fucked up shit. Do that shit in your house. Don't go out here making a spectacle of yourself, man. You know what I'm saying? Lead to succeed. You know, that way, if other people in our community see you doing it, they'll probably follow by example. You know, I've seen a lot of posts, man, where people was like, y'all get mad when a white man kills a black man, but you don't get mad when we have our own black on black crime. And I can't not disagree with them. I agree. I agree 100%. We get mad at this motherfucker's head teeth, man, when it's white on black crime. But when it's a black on black crime, man, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? And we don't show support. There's so many other Trayvon Martin cases that didn't make the news, and everybody want to protest and shit, you know. I remember the whole O.J. thing, man. O.J. chose to be with white folks. I ain't got no problem with that. If that's what you want to do, brother, that's what you want to do, be around them white folks and everything. But when the time came, man, you got my man, can't remember the lawyer's name, but you got the lawyer, and you pulled your ass out of it. And I remember where I was when the verdict came through. I was at the student center, NIU, in the student center, watching the TV, and when the verdict came, not guilty, every black motherfucker on campus was, yeah. Every white motherfucker on campus was, how the fuck? What the fuck? Oh, man, get the fuck out of here. And they pursued that man, and he did a bunch of stupid shit. They pursued that man to the bitter end. They won the civil case, took his Heisman, all his goodies that he earned and collected. They took that to pay that family back. Never really proved that he killed Ron Goldman and Lisa Simpson or whatever the fucking name was. Never proved the shit. But took the shit to civil court. They got him. Then his stupid ass, and I understand what he was trying to do, went back to get his goods from these people that was trying to sell his shit. How they got his shit, I don't know. But he went back, but he went about it the wrong way. Yeah, mm-hmm. You should have called the police and been like, hey, they got my, even if they wouldn't have helped you, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes it's better to pick and choose your battles and shit. Was that shit really worth anything to you, man? Because once you got it, the Goldman family was going to try to take it, and they found a way to lock your ass up forever. Now you in fucking Vegas somewhere, locked up, living the rest of your life locked up.
They said he might be going for parole, though.
They ain't going to give it to him. Come on, let's be real, man. They ain't giving the best how they're going to see sunlight for a long time.
He went from O.J. to Joe.
Right. So he in there, man. And I feel sorry for him on that note, but you did some stupid shit, man. You didn't think that shit through, you know? But learn from this shit, black folks, man. Learn from this shit. Don't just do it for the Trayvon Martins. You know, do it for the ones that didn't make it. You know, don't do it for the white-on-black crime either. Do it for the black-on-black crime, man. You know, in Chicago, man, it's bad out here. These cats out here don't understand, man. Y'all killing each other for nothing. Nothing. I just blame our community in a whole. You have young mothers, you know, kids raising kids, 30-year-old grandmothers and shit. You know what I'm saying? You got kids raising kids.
That's right.
And you know, the perfect example, the chick out your way that left her kids, that left her kids in the car to go see Tiny and Lil Wayne. She knew Tiny. You know what I'm saying? People that know Tiny, that's T.I.'s old lady. She used to be in Escape. She went to go see Tiny and shit at this concert, and she texted, yeah, I'm going to see Lil Wayne, I'm going to meet up with Tiny, blah, blah, blah. You know, I'm a video model and all that shit, right? But you got your two kids. You got a 3-year-old and a 5-year-old sitting in the car while you at the concert skanking.
What?
And you
she had
them
in the car?
Outside in the car. She's inside at the concert. Yeah. And you mean to tell me you got all this money to get the dress, you got all this money to get the gas, all this money to, you know, to go get turned up. And you couldn't find nobody. Nobody in that whole state, no relatives, nobody. Hey, you know what? Could you watch my kids? Just for the day. Just for the day.
Nah.
See?
That's too much. That's too much like life.
You know what I'm saying? And now you fucked up, and your kids are taken away from you. Because your dumbass Lil Wayne and Tiny and your modeling career was more important than finding a fucking babysitter, you know, to watch your kids just for that time. Even if you was only on that for like 2 or 3 hours, that would have been 2 or 3 hours you'd have had with your kids like once you got back. You see what I'm saying? Priorities is fucked up. Wesley, that's a shout-out to you. I got my priorities right there. But, yeah, you know, that's what it is, man. You know, these cats do this shit and don't think about the repercussions. So, yeah, that's my soapbox, man. I ain't going to talk about the Trayvon Martin shit no more, man. Rest in peace, little brother. The prosecution fucked up, they ain't shit. Oh, And a shout out goes to that bitch that tried to profit off the case, tried to write a book. And I want to give a shout out to the sister that put the brakes on that shit. One black sister put the brakes on that shit. I don't know half her name at the moment, but one black sister put the brakes on that book shit that broad was trying to do. You can sit over here and you can let the motherfucker go, but you want to profit off the case by writing a tell-all book? Really? Again, the jury wasn't shit.
No, they were just trying to get paid all across. Man, it's unfortunate. Then they want to be like, oh, I feel sorry for the parents. You didn't feel sorry enough. You should let that nigga go.
Right, you know, it's pretty much like I say, Zimmerman has got to watch over his shoulder for the rest of his life. He's going to get fatter. And the fatter you get, the slower you run. I can attest to this because motherfucker can't run for shit right now. But, yeah. I'm being honest that day. You think if the zombies were to come alive today, they'd eat my ass because I ain't running no way. I can't run no way. Right. I can't
run. I thought about it. Wow. This damn cat just jumped on my back. Wow. This cat is crazy.
So you see that? That's, you can't turn your ass back. Eyes on a cat either. That damn did get you. But no, that's my rant. For that, I'm not going to talk about that no more because ain't nothing else really left to be said. But what I am going to get into is some more music because I loaded up a lot of shit and I got to stop playing and play some of this shit. So, we got 38 minutes in the show and I want y'all to hear some new Mos Def. Mos Def quietly came out with an album. The nigga changed his name. He going to some...
Yeah.
Diving Bay type shit. I don't know what the fuck you call himself now, but I'm calling him motherfucker Mos Def because that's how I know him. And I'm going to play some new shit off his album. So we're going to play some music and we'll be back. We're going to give y'all 10 minutes of music. How about that? Because I didn't talk this shit to death. Much love to Slum Villains coming out, coming on the show. We didn't have Hot Fire Dylon on. We should have him next Wednesday.
Hot Fire.
So be checking out for that. And here we go, Mos Def Auditorium.
Peace. Foul. Mad Liberator. Death Operator. Rock the data. Amazing flavor. Yo, the way I feel, time is too hard, it's just sales. Things are so passionate, times are so real. Sometimes I try to chill, mellow down, blow a smoke. A smile on my face, but it's really no joke. You feel it in the street, the people breathe without hope. They going through the motion, they dimming down the focus. The focus get clear, then the light turns sharp. And the eyes grow teary, the mind grow weary. I speak it so clearly, sometimes y'all don't hear me. I push it past the base, no nations got to feel me. I feel it in my bones, like I'm so wide awake that I'm hardly ever sleep. My flow forever deep, and it's volume of scriptures when I breathe. Wanna be. My presence speaks volumes before I say a word. I'm everywhere, penthouse, pavement, the curb. Cradle to the grave, soul cathedral of a shell. Universal ghetto life, holla black, you know it well. Quiet storm, vital form, pen push the brighter course. Mind is the vital force, high level right across. Soul is the lion's roar, voice is the siren. I swing round, ring out, and bring down the siren. Shot a small axe and knock a giant lopsided. The world is so dangerous, there's no need for fighting. Suckers shining high like the struggle won't find them in the sun. Bust through the cloud and clearly remind them it's A-Ware. Penthouse, pavement, the curb. Cradle to the grave, talk of each of a shell. Universal ghetto life, holla black, you know it well. What it is, you know, they know what it is. We know, y'all know what it is. Ecstatic, there it is. What it is, you know, we know what it is. They know, y'all know what it is. You know, here it is. What it is, you know, we know what it is, they know, y'all know what it is, you know, here it is.
Sitting some relax, riddle of the Mac, it's the patch. I'm a soldier in the middle of Iraq. We'll say about noonish, coming out the whip and looking at me curious, a young Iraqi kid. Carrying laundry, what's wrong, G? Hungry?
No, give me my bucket, out my country.
And in Arabian, barking other stuff till his moms come grab him and they walk off in a rush. This truck, feeling like I'm pissed up on moon. I'm like, surely hope that we can fix our differences soon. But buy an apple, I'm breaking on.
Fruit, you take everything, why not just take it down fruit black master?
I don't understand it, on another planet? 15 months of this stuff, how I'm gonna manage? And increasing the sentiment, gentlemen, getting down on their Middle Eastern instruments. Realize trapping this crowd, Walk over, kicked one of my fabulous raps.
Lottie.
Arab jaw drop, they well wish they glad rap. Now they kick considered like an Elvis of Baghdad.
What it is, you know, they know what it is, we know, y'all know what it is, ecstatic, there it is. What it is, you know, we know what it is, they know, y'all know what it is, you know, here it is. What it is, you know, we know what it is, they know, y'all know what it is.
Keep on rocking you on.
Check it out, y'all.
Tony Stoke, what up, baby? D-Block reporting in, yeah.
I don't know you or heard of you if you ain't do real shit. You just snack food like cashews and trail mix. About the 600 Benz, yeah, the champagne sick. That's the outside, inside champagne. I'm real numb, I don't feel your man pain. I'm trying to stick up, 100 brick pickup. Sitting in the pickup, cock back one in the head of the flicker. Stick you like a sticker. I don't wanna meet you, know you, adapt you. Gun tape to the toilet, when I play the bathroom. Come to the good green, they call me your vacuum. Come to a problem, nigga, they call me to clap you. Come to the money, baby, you know I'ma stack you. Sound like a rhyme, yeah, but shit is all factual. You fucking with a family man. Don't you ever cross the line with a family stand. You shooters in the family van, some in the hoop though. Me, I'm getting money with honey up in the coop though. Flying on the highway, you get shot in my hood if you walk or talk sideways.
There's no real rhyme or reason, every quarter, every season, flow get hotter, pretty bitches twisting up my treason. I keep on the knees, I do this with ease, I get my shine on and I ain't from Belize,
up,
I ain't running from the D's, I ain't touching no keys, maybe couple guns here, couple little P's, sell it by the pound, make a couple little G's,
yeah.
I'm a big dog, now get up off my nuts, you please, I still got the razor in my mouth, found the hammer with the laser in the house, computer with no mouse,
yeah.
Touch screen, every diamond on me cut clean. Chain swing, watch bells and pine tree green. Yuck, she flow nastiest. Let you fill up in the rest. You messing with the
I'll
be all in the hood, homie, and I don't wear. Who the fuck your niggas trying to impress?
Yeah. Too much clothes, I'm running out of closet space. Too much dough, running out of deposit space. Psycho kiss, yeah, I'm a closet case. The hardest bars, you stab the hardest bass. They don't worry me, I'm on top till they bury me. This is that inmate therapy. Good price, get you some nice work. Stomp a nigga out with the lubies, see if the spikes work. 10,000 in the bank, see if the dice work. Kidnap a nigga just to see what his life worth. I be in the trenches, sales on the benches. Know you see the cuts on the diamonds. Princess, young niggas doing all this dumb shit, senseless. Whole entourage full of Aries and Vince's. Play this, believe every word when I say this. That boy Jada, one of the greatest, motherfucker, motherfucker, motherfucker.
Yeah, Tony Touch.
Short.
You know? Corrupt in the building. You hear me?
I'm fucking him up like that,
Tony,
man.
Tony
Dogg! D.I.P.
What I do?
D.I.P. Yeah.
VIP. I'm the VIP.
I'm the MVP of the game. My name is short. My claim to fame is not playing sports, but I do play sports and I'm great at it. And when it comes to moving crowds, I'm a straight at it. Nothing in the world can make me quit. I've been rapping since 1980, bitch. I don't plan on stopping in the near future, so I'ma keep on rocking and we'll shoot you. If you say I'm too old, or call me whack. I go hard on you niggas like gangster rap. You get bitch slapped by 50 MCs. Now you look like a little sissy on your knees. I pimp hoes if the pussy is tight. You need a new name, you've been a pussy all your life. And I don't play that shit. So from now on, your name is MC Bitch. MC Bitch. Your name is MC Bitch.
Yeah.
VIP.
Turn me up.
We just VIP.
We don't put one foot in front of the other, my brother. Fuck swag from the place niggas kill for colors. I just tolerate most, keep it real with others. Power drills, stay concealed, reveal, spitting the real. All you punk motherfuckers who lacking the motivation, initiation, and hatred with raggedy information has created a situation where niggas gotta pick you up. Face plant, body slam, bus driver uppercut. Fuck is up. Could have been avoided, reappointed, double jointed, so burn something. I learned how to earn something. People hover around me like they deserve something. You wasn't with me on the curb trying to serve nothing. Fuck hot shit, cool off. Jeep pin full of wax, got that platinum cough. Got the Chris super feet with the safety off. That's why my Moscow piece call me Kalishnikov.
VIP, VIP, yeah. VIP. I'm just a VIP. Childless with the miracle polish. All over a bitch acting childish. She wanna hang with the Jesus, believe it. Stages where the VIPs is. But that's my hoe. I'm very important, nigga, everywhere I go. What you heard? The bird. The bird is the word. The birds on the ab and the birds on the curb. I had to let them know when I stepped in the dough. Just the bird, I had a homie's herd like buffalo. I like to smoke that kush, that white widow. Don't make a mistake, that can make your wife widow. That's why I get treated a certain way as a person. The way that a mob in, bitch is thirsting. It's the fact that the club crack when I walk in. And the respect that I'm giving, I give it back on 10. Everybody show love, I love the love. And this is how it is when I'm up in the club. This is how it is when I'm up in the club. When everybody's showing love, I love the love. VIP, yeah. VIP. VIP. Just a VIP, yeah. VIP. I'm just a VIP. VIP. I'm just a VIP. Yeah. VIP. I'm just a VIP.
Yo, I like that. I'm just a VIP too. Man, that was a couple of gems off the Tony Touch album, man. That was Too Short and Exhibit. Styles P, Sheik, Jada. That Styles P, Sheik, Jada shit is dope, man. That shit with Exhibit Too Short is even doper, man. So, when you guys get out there, man, get that Tony Touch, the Peacemaker, 50 MC. That's out, man. Pick that shit up, man. I played Twista and Bun B last week. That shit was hot when we had Vice on and shit. Vice had to get off, man. He got off phone real quick, but that shit was dope, man. So go pick up that Tony Touch album, man. If you don't pick up nothing else, get the Slum Village album, Tony Touch. Joey Badass is out. His album is out. Rex got a new album out, man. Support these cats, man. Stop going to the websites, downloading their shit, and not going by their shit, man. You know, I do pick up shit from the bootleg site, but in real life, I'll go buy that shit. I will go buy that shit. You know what I'm saying? If your shit is whack, though, I wouldn't buy your shit. I can't, I don't, I, and this is just me, this is my opinion. Yes, I will hit the bootleg spot up, the website, and listen to your shit. And if I like it, I'll buy it. You will not get me again. Speaking of new albums and bullshit, well, I ain't gonna say bullshit, but actually, I'm gonna say bullshit. LL quietly released an album this month. I guess it won't say it was quiet. It made as much noise as he thought it would make. Now, this goes to say, LL used to be that dude, man. LL, and I say this with all love in my heart, man. LL used to be that dude. When I was growing up, 80s, 90s, LL was that dude. Molly Maw laced that nigga with some beats. Bottle Cat laced that cat with some beats, man. Everybody in the 80s knew the fuck LL was. 90s, you know, Mama said, just knock you out and all that shit. You know, and then he went to the love rap trying to get the females and everything. And I ain't fun if that's your mission, if that's what's working cool. But LL has some shit to say about Jay-Z. He kind of stuck a knife under the shoulder blade. And, you know, he was talking about the numbers that Jay-Z made with his new album, Magna Carta, Holy Grail, right? And if people don't know, L and Jay-Z had beef. L has beef because Jay-Z at one time was a CEO at Def Jam at one time. And he didn't push LL's album the way he thought. That last album he had before this whackness that he put out, the one he put out before this whackness was whack too. But I mean, LL been flipping, man. I don't know what the fuck is going on. You know, that's great you're doing movies, bro, but sometimes this right here, you need to shut the fuck up. I understand what you're saying. You know, yeah, Jay-Z sold 1 million through Samsung. But see, here's the problem with that, though, for me and LL fan shit. Samsung came to him, got the little application, had people put it on their phone and shit, and people got that album. Samsung spent the money for that million songs, the albums that sold. Samsung put the money in. I can't follow him, baby, if he got a company to buy his first million and put it on an app. Anybody got a Samsung phone, a Galaxy 2, 3, and 4, got that song, that album free. Of course, I got mine by other means, but you know what I'm saying. But, I can't front on Jay-Z for that. That's good business and everything. Now, the problem that I have with LL, it sounds like sour grapes. Because, brother, even though you are my icon, my idol going through the 80s, Public Enemy, Big Daddy, LL, Third Base, them was my groups, man. You could tell me shit about them, man. Ain't nobody checking for you like that, L. And I'm going to keep it real. Your old hits, man, 100. But this shit you put out this year, and you mad for Jay-Z sold 1 million, dudes, you ain't even sold 10. I'm for real, dog. Maybe he sold 11. But still, you know what I'm saying? How you going to front on Jay?
Because he's a hater. I just remember the last song that I heard LL, and I didn't even know it was him. It kind of actually shocked me that it was him, was that damn Headsprung song.
I had to see the video
for me to believe that was him. I said, that ain't going to be LL. They was like, yes, it is. And I seen the video. I'm like, oh, it was him. Oh.
Now, okay. I'm going to do one even better. I'm going to go one even better. I happen to have two songs from the new LL album. And I was reaching. Uh-oh. I was looking real hard for some shit to play off of that album, man. And I'm going to let you hear this shit, man. Now, this is LL with Fat Scoop. I think it's Fat Scoop. I don't know. I'm going to let y'all hear this shit. He's got one with Fat Scoop, and he's got another one with one of the cats from the Gap Band, Charlie Wilson. Uncle Chuck.
Okay.
So I'm going to let y'all hear these two. And I'm going to let you tell me what you think, man. I'm going to let you hear this.
Okay.
Listen,
okay.
I'm going to do this one. This first one is called We Came to Party. So check this one out.
I'm scared.
I just want to make sweet love to you, baby. You know what I'm saying? I want to touch you all over. Oh, please.
Hey, look, I got my hands all in your body. No problem, I own it. Hold the band in the club. Hope to one of the riches. 100 bottles above. It's just me and the Russians. We get all of the love. The world's aware of the image. They want to see what he does. But TMZ in my face. Over all on my couch. Man, I'm hosting the Grammys. What is this all about? He's a national baller. I must admit I had doubts. They wasn't calling me back. They was calling me out. He ain't moving to the south. I just closed my mouth. Intellect like Belichick. I'm too old for the games, no time for the lanes. Next challenge, get this celebration, and scream on my name. Who could do what I did? Boy, I must be the win 106 and pump the play day with the chance. People texting my wife, trying to blow up my night. So I help them on, they've been there, took some bottles all night.
The game's a party, the game's a party. The game's a party, the game's a party. The game's a party, the game's a party.
Hey, look, I got my head on your body.
Okay, that's enough of that.
Okay,
now, what are your thoughts? What are your thoughts?
He's trying too hard.
Yeah.
Like, LL ain't even got to do all that. It's like, he's trying to be like the motherfuckers that's out now.
He's still rhyming to me like he's still in the 80s and shit, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I listen to that, and I think of Walking with the Panther, you know, cadence, man. You know what I'm saying? It was just, I'm like, dude,
like
who's doing your production, man?
Right. It's like you kind of went, you evolved the wrong way. You went backwards.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Hell.
So that's off the new LL album. I had another one. I'm going to let you hear this other one. Now, this is LL pandering to the women. I'm going to let y'all hear this shit. This is what LL is known for. This is what he's been known for since Walking with the Panther. When I Need Love came out, it went downhill. That's that. Everything was for the ladies. So I'm going to let y'all hear a minute of this joint. Tell me what you think. Hold on. That's difficult.
Honk your horn if she's walking by right now.
I need some of that so fresh out the pack. I pop it cherry like a bottle. Take a look at that Instagram, my man. Let the clown picture that. When he texts 911, don't hit him back. She's getting her box back. She's not calling black. Like how you moving? You call that. Rock my t-shirt, doggy style for dessert. L2CSA, rubbing on his skirt. Turn that broken, I'm his job, baby. Do the work. Popping an old school tape, a red alert. Let me do what I do. Be a trooper, let it hurt. When you say that I'm the best, remember I said it's hurt. Now you're in my pocket. Baby, your man's cruel. He don't understand you. Treat you like a dirty fan, dude. That he ran through. Never ever romantic. No incense or candles. Basically, you're too much for him to handle. That's what I came through. Baby, my aunt too. Make you feel like every dream you ever had came true. Sometimes you know it. Sometimes you're an angel. Hand up and down, making sounds with your fingers. You know my style, hitting from all angles. Staring at your arches while your flip-flops dangle. Tagging me, reminding me to remain true. I ain't going outside. I got to stay in you.
Okay, so.
I like that one better than the first one.
Yeah, I mean, it had a better, you know, it had Uncle Charlie on there from the Gap Band and shit. But
man,
I mean, but you see what I'm saying? It's like he's living.
Production wise,
yeah, you know what I'm saying. Production wise, it's horrible. Now he had a track on that from the rumor goes, he had a cut on that, you know, where Primo did some shit. That Primo was from Gangsta. You know, he did some production on that. And it didn't make the album. You know what I'm saying?
And this is my thing for LL. And, you know, anybody that know LL that happens to be listening to the show, you can tell them my bed shit. Get back to your core, man. I mean, granted, what you did in the 90s and everything, man, with the females and stuff, man, that was your core audience and everything. But, you know, you getting up in age, you and Jay-Z got to be, you got to be a little older than Jay-Z or the same. Well, actually, no, Jay-Z was around when LL was around. I would say to LL, get some producers, Primo, shit, it's RJ, Young RJ from Swamp. Get some producers and come grimy. One album, man, right. Make it for the film, man. Just make right. one grimy album. And you know, let the ladies alone for a while. You done got enough pussy in your lifetime. You know, ladies love LL, I got you. But, yeah, ladies love Cool J, I'm sorry. But, yeah, make one hardcore grimy album and really go back to Marley. Get Domingo.
Right. It ain't like,
you know,
it ain't like he ain't got the money for the beats and say, man, what's
yeah, doing? That's what I'm saying. You know, you got money sitting on top of money, man. You doing TV, man. You got money, dude. Produce an album, man, for the hardcore niggas, man, because the shit you put out on this,
it's
soft, man.
You saying you the GOAT. So,
you the greatest of all time. You hollering, man, dude, you right now, you the least selling of all time, dude. I mean, and selling doesn't make figures and everything like that, but I guess I should use that term or anything like that. But, I mean, you are a lyricist, man. Ain't nobody checking, and I sound like these young cats, man, but it's the truth on this cat, man. Ain't nobody checking for you like that as far as you know, the love songs and shit like that. That shit was cool in the 90s, man. But, you know, I got a song right now, man. He'll sit over there and call his ass weak off of GP and laugh at me. Listen to this shit. You know what I'm saying? So that's my thing for L, man. Go up in there and get you some real producers, man. If you come out with 10 songs, man, 11 to 12 songs strong, man, just some straight hardcore battle rap, just, I'm going off having flashbacks about cannabis and shit. Do that. You know what I'm saying? And put that album out, man. This shit right here, man, nobody even heard it. This is probably, you know, he's got, and the sad thing about it, he's got a tour. He'll be in Hammond, Indiana in August. In August or next week. I think it's next week with Rakim. You know, he just got off the King of the Mic tour with De La, Ice Cube, and a couple other cats was on this today. He didn't stop in Chicago, mind. But he just got off that tour. And, you know, I'm sure he did his old stuff, you know. And that's cool, man, if that works for you and everything, man. But, I mean, people will listen to your old stuff and they listen to this new stuff. That's just how I'm looking at it, man. So, yeah, with that, that's all I got to say about that. Because that shit is weak sauce, man, for real. I had two more albums that were joints I want to play for y'all tonight, and I'm going to let y'all hear this shit. This is my man, Taco. Oh, wait, before I even go into that. Remember when we were talking about Ski-Lo? I wish I was a baller. I wish I was a little bit baller. I can't remember him. He's got a new album out. And I'm going to go through my sources, scoop the album, we'll listen to it, and I'm going to play it. The West Coast, man, is really on a comeback, man, because Casual came out with a new album. He was with the Hieroglyphics. Souls of Mischief has a new album out. On top of the one that, they got a new album coming out. I just seen it on my source page. They got a new album. They also have an album coming out with Adrian Young. Adrian Young is who did the new Ghostface, produced on the Ghostface album. Reason to Die, 12 Reasons to Die. And that's going to be dope. I mean, because he's doing the production on it. He did good with Ghost. Ghost got another 8 albums coming out between now and 2014. Yeah, he got albums, man. Dude, I can't sell on Ghost, man. Ghost never fails me, man. when it comes to music. He has some hitters and he has some quitters. But Ghost, man, I can listen to anything about Ghost. He never fails me when it comes to the albums, man. He got me with the R&B shit, but, I mean, even though, you know, it was still good, it threw me off for a second. But Ghost come back, man. So I give Ghost credit where it's due, man. But, yeah, there's some new albums coming out. I'm adding new Souls of Mischief next week. I'll play some shit off of Skilo. Play some new Casual. Got some more Most Def. I got some Joey Badass got an album out. Go get that shit. If you heard Static Selects album, go get that shit. It's a lot of people out, man, that y'all missing. A lot of my underground heads, real hip-hop heads, know what's out. Pick up that Evolution. I'm not steering y'all wrong with this. Y'all need to check out Taku. This cat is pretty good. I'm going to play one joint. We got 9 minutes left in the show. I'm going to go on to play this, and we'll be right back. So check this out. All right.
Spectacular, magnetic paragraph, automatic, systematic, understand the craft. Last man standing, channeling my ancestors. Awesome, the artist for always the pressure. Phenomenal, dynamite, beautiful, out of sight. Track master, blast up my poetry. Go with these beats, teach me, sun, sea, freak. Days like everyone is the last. Do the math, never know when your time coming. I keep stepping with the drumming. Fish in the frying pan, greens in the pot. Fish in the frying pan, greens in the pot. Rainbow on a train, hip hop don't stop. Phenomenal, dynamite, beautiful, out of sight. Right with a purpose, underneath the surface. Surface deep, I'm a wave rider. Like a, Micah, Harley, calling the all the artistry. Take you on the odyssey, to another part of me. Feeling like an oddity, don't fit in the harmony. Ladies say they're calling me, part of me is just a damn, I wanna just be phenomenal. Dynamite, beautiful, out of sight. Gotta know, I can strike beautiful. Any mic, any light, stand and move, shout it's gonna shine. And the words only matter if you move by the line. Phenomenal, dynamite, beautiful, out of sight, phenomenal, dynamite, beautiful, out of sight, phenomenal, dynamite, beautiful, out of sight, phenomenal, dynamite, beautiful, out of
premiere. Yeah. I got hunger.
Yeah.
From the underwear, they sleeping on my thunder. I never face the dumber or the gunner for the cake, though. Always seeming love, that the people want the hate, yo. Call you through tickets and you call the queen commission. And watch your world shift, and now you get these rags commission.
Yeah.
I could be digging ditches, hitting switches ain't a problem. But ain't no future in your front, and see that I'm evolving. Calling for the sun and moon and stars to make it happen.
Yeah.
They overdone with fashion, and the rapping makes me laughing.
Yeah.
I keep on climbing, climbing till I see my prophecy. And even if no one believes, well, baby, I believe in me. That's the only way I'm free. That's the only way I'll be. Could be the lonely way if Sony's play the popularity. But my father said to me, never forget from where you came. So my focus is the people, let the evils play the game.
So then, ready for the evils. Okay.
All right, we're back. Yeah, that was Taku and Rashawn. The first joint was Taku and Rashawn, and that was off their new album. The other joint was Beat Nuts and the Alcoholics, Lick Nuts, and that was called War for Me. And the last one was by Taku and Rashawn, No Wonder. Now, Taku and Rashawn, I got put on to Taku, man, by my boy at work, man. And, you know, we listen to a lot of Pandora. And I heard this cat, man, on instrumentals, man. This cat is pretty dope, man. He's a Japanese little cat, man. He dope, man. That's all I can say, man. He check that shit out. If you happen to find it, Taku and Rashawn. And look it up, man. You probably find it on iPhone or something like that. The iPod or, you know, they little site. Get that shit from there. And, yeah, pick that up, man. Let me touch on a little news, man. I just peeped out. Busta Rhymes. Remember him?
Uh-oh.
Yeah. He is getting ready to put out Extinction Level ELE number 2, Final World Front. He's, you know, 2 years later, you know, after fucking around with Cash Money. I guess he's still with them. I don't know. Don't give me the line. But, yeah, he's got this album coming out. And I guess it will be debuted on Cash Money. And we ain't heard nothing from this guy since 2012 when he released his free LP, Year of the Dragon. Did anybody download that when it was free?
No? I didn't.
Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah.
You know,
it's hard for me to even look at Busta now. We had a former Flip Mode member, damn, her name is on, you know what I'm talking about, Rob Digger. She was on the show, and, you know, we asked her why would he do something like that, and even she couldn't explain. You know, she still talks to Busta and everything, but even she couldn't explain why he went to Cash Money. We know why he went to Cash Money, to remain relevant, but at the same time, yeah. So he's got a new album coming out, and it's Extinction Level 2, so we're going to see if it's going to do any better than the Year of the Dragon. Yeah.
Right.
What's going on down in Atlanta? What y'all got going on? Any concerts coming out that way or what?
I know Beyonce just left here, but Saturday they're having a Dub and Car show, so they're pumping that up right now.
Yeah.
It's always shit over there, yeah. With some, you know, performances and stuff like that going to be there. I'm not certain who's going to perform, but like the biggest thing this past week was because Beyonce was down here, so they was doing sightings on her shit.
Yeah, I think she up here tonight. I believe she's performing here tonight, and she's out of Chicago. In August, the 9th, I believe, at the Shrine, so y'all Chicago here, they go to the Shrine. Jeff is going to be spinning at the Shrine doing his thing there. I think that's all the real concerts we got coming out, though, of relevant, you know, relevancy. Anyway, that's my new word now, relevancy. But, yeah, you know, that's pretty much it for this week. So next week, Wednesday, I don't know what D got going on tomorrow. So check out his show. You know, D always got somebody. He'd be fine if some people get on the show. For real. But, yeah, that's all we got going on, man. Nod Your Head Wednesday was a success. We got Slum Village on tonight. We talked to T3. We talked to Young R. Man, that's what's up, man. We do this, man. You know, we fucked up last Monday and it didn't get on.
But, you know, it is what it is. I'm going to try to see if I can get my man Curious George and AG from Digging in the Crates come on and politic with us. I'm still trying to get Domingo to kick on.
Okay.
I'm going to have some more new music for you guys next week. And that's pretty much it, man. That's the show, man. We getting ready to get up out of here. I got to work tomorrow. So,
that's all good.
It is what it is. So, I want to thank y'all for listening in. I want to thank Smart for coming in. Thank D for the D-Hour show. And thank me and Red for the Not Here Wednesdays. And we out. Peace.
Peace.
Wednesday night.
Oops, wrong song.
Tell me who the hottest in the town. Reaching your location, even places not around. Travel through your airways, stimulate your intellect, and you ain't even know. It's broadcasted from the internet. Giving you what you want, showing love to the hood, even to the burbs. So yeah, it's all good. No, they ain't like other stations following the trend. 10 minutes later, the same song again. It's the D-Hour show. Yeah, I said it, so you know. Coming first in any challenge, on your mark, set, go. If you're ready, let's roll. Let's hop aboard the starship. The hottest station show. We love the underground artists. Yeah. It's the D-Hour Show.